It's time to take it back to the world of Otome.
Otome.
No weird console talk this week, even though things got even weirder since the last time we've discussed it.
Yeah, things have escalated slightly.
But now we're going to return to the world of Otome, where things are relatively normal.
Yeah, actually, this one is pretty normal.
So yes, hello, welcome to this week's episode of Seasonal Anime Checkup OVA. It's a podcast where we have conversations about video games, anime, and manga. Hello, I'm Jared, joined as always by Doc, Al, and Ladium.
Hello.
This is episode number 433, and we are discussing him, comma, the smile, ampersand, bloom.
Him, the smile, and bloom. I don't know what that title means. Unclear. But this is a flower Otome game.
As evidenced by these fellers having some flowers.
They got flowers. Yeah, I mean it's a whole like flower boy thing that they all work in a flat. Wait, do I need to talk about anything before we talk about this?
I don't know, do you?
I do need to say that P-Cube gave me a code. Thank you, P-Cube. I will follow your rules and say things that I am allowed to say, things I'm not allowed to say, which is, I just have to say things are fine, a spoiler. And then, yeah, thank you, PQ. Anyway, so this one is kind of like slice of lifey, but it's all the boys work in this one flower shop called Phil Flower. And what is unique and interesting about this one is that each guy you play as a different protagonist. So like it's not a situation of like you're one girl and you have to go on different routes to date this different guys in the same flower shop. Nah. There's no common route. You just pick I want to date this guy, and then you're given a character that goes along with him.
And you can't, like, I would assume since, like, with how you're describing this, like, you can't just, like, swap around or do anything. Everything's just very locked in and set.
Yeah, everything is set. Like,
gotcha.
You, if you pick one dude, like, you're going to play as this, say you're picking Wataru, the blue-haired dude that you see there.
Yeah.
Then you're going to play as Serena.
Gotcha.
And he can only date Serena.
Gotcha.
Only interested in her, which is, you know, unique and interesting. It's not always the case that you have a situation where it's like, hey, I'm playing as four different people who, you know, date these four dudes that are here. Like, that's pretty cool. I'll take that. So yeah, and they're all based off of like different flowers, obviously.
Right.
So, Wataru is Tweedia. Ginosuke is Mimosa.
That's Hokuto. A beverage. Come on.
That's a beverage. You can't fool me. Hokuto is Anemone. Anemone? Is that? I don't know, flowers. and then Minami is a Nandina. So, like, all of their routes, the flowers get incorporated in some way. Like, hey, this is their flower. And it goes with the way that their routes all shake down. So I thought that was interesting. And there's also, like, a flower book that, like, as you're going through each of the routes, it, like, fills out. You know, here's this flower that they talked about. And here's what it means in flower language. Like, oh, that's neat. So I got to read about flowers. Did I learn anything about flowers? No, but I got to read about it. So that was fun. That was a really cute little touch that I was able to check that out. I'm going to send you this. Send it in the chat. Boom. I don't know why I hit enter with such gusto there.
Sometimes you just gotta hit enter with gusto.
With gusto. So what I have sent you is a character chart.
Yes.
So that you can see who connects to who and what's going on and all that fun stuff. So, because there's not like a situation of like, hey, you know, you're going to learn more about the ultimate story if you date this guy, so you should do this particular rap first, blah, 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 blah. Like, that doesn't exist here because, like, they're interconnected. Things happen, but, like, you're not really going to get, like, a big spoiler if you go on one of the other dude's routes.
Right.
What is kind of cool about it is that as you're on the other routes, like, you'll see some of the interactions between the other characters while like their dating scenes are happening. So like you'll hear the guys talk about how like Wataru went on a date or something. Or you'll talk about how like Gidosuke is going through some
So they're concurrent with each other essentially.
Yes, yes. So that was interesting that it was able to like kind of weave them all together. Everybody's just kind of doing their thing, but they're all dating the flower boys. Also, I don't know if you can tell this by looking at it, but this is the same artist who does Cupid Parasite.
Cupid Paradise?
Yep. It's the same artist. There's also some pretty well-known voice actors in this one.
Sure.
Not surprised by that, I'm sure. The one thing that's super wild to me is that Gennosuke, he's the blonde feller. He's got the same voice actor as Ash in the game that I'm currently playing, the Fire Emblem guy.
Yeah.
I was like, oh hey. Interesting.
So mm-hmm. Since these characters all, I guess, like, are, you know, like, they will show up in routes together and everything, like, in, you know, in the different routes and everything. Like, are all the gals that you play as voiced, or are they unvoiced?
Unvoiced, which is unfortunate.
Huh.
Because you don't actually run into any of the girls when you're playing as them. You just hear about them.
Right.
And, like, what's going on with them.
I see.
But it is unfortunate that they're not voiced. I was kind of bummed about that. That's one thing, again, that Despair Drops is doing right now that I was like, oh, she talks. This is cool. But it would have been nice if they had, but they didn't. Because I feel like it would be kind of hard to do the whole, like, self-insert thing that people do with Otome games here because, like, you'd be four different girls in one game.
Right.
But I don't do self insert Otome. I just play Otome. So, I don't know how people would feel about that if they're that kind of player, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah. It like I said, it's kinda like lower stakes, chill. Like, the romances are mostly cute, with one glaring exception. I also had one... I don't like age gaps.
Right.
As you're well aware.
Well aware, yeah.
Yeah. And this one had the opposite of what I normally deal with, and that... Serena is, I think, like 7 or 8 years older than Wataru. And usually it's flip-flop that the dude is the older one. So whenever you're playing his route, like, a lot of what Serena is, like, saying in her head is, like, I'm too old for him. Like, we're in different places in life. What's going on? And then, you know, she finally just does it anyway. So I was like, ah. Okay, sure. This is what we're doing. But it surprisingly wasn't the route that I disliked. His route was fine. I still don't like the age gap, but like in terms of their dynamic, it was fine. But there is one. I'm like, you, sir, you're a problem. You're a big problem. And they do each have like their good end. It's like a bloom end and then like a wilt end and then a like I guess medium end. I
Neutral
don't
end.
neutral end. Yeah, that's a good way to put it. I'm actually gonna grab my Switch so I can look at some of these CGs to remember what the endings all were, because I can remember some of them, but not all of them. I am no good with memory.
It's hard.
It is. So I started with Wataru, which I guess I should do my little disclaimer. Hey, there shall be spoilers here, just in case you're wanting to
Curious.
play, curious, yeah. If you want to play this and go in blind, then like, hey, maybe stop here. But like, I think I liked this game a lot better than a lot of other people did. I will say that straight up. Because I was looking at some of the reviews, and some of the reviews are like pretty bad. I won't say this is like a really great Otome, and it's not like top tier Otome. It's not a bad one either. So, there's that. So, there's my disclaimer. I dated Wataru first. Like I said, he's the little blue hair boy. You play as Serena, who already also works at Philflower. She's an employee there as well. And what happens with them is that she's working at the festival. I forget the event where like the lovers in Japan, they meet up once a year, you know, that festival. It's that. And so she's working the flower booth, I guess. They have like a booth for the event. So she's working that, and then it starts pouring down rain, and she sees this like sad, pathetic man who's just caught in the rain. She's trying to figure out what's going on. So she offers like, hey, you can come under here and be not drenched. And then she finds out that he was supposed to meet up with his girlfriend, but he found out that his girlfriend's dating somebody else, and then he starts breaking down crying, but he's like, it's wet, so maybe you can't tell, right? And she's like, no, it's good. You're allowed to cry. That's a sad thing to go through. And at first I thought this was gonna be real, real weird because you know, they go through this whole like meet cute thing of like, oh man, you know, your girlfriend dumped you and now you're crying and flowers. And like a couple days later, he shows up at Phil Flowers like, I want to work here. I want to work here. I'm going to do it. So they hire him part time, and Genosuke is like brutal in his training, which you find out later that his whole thing was that like he could tell that Wataru was there to only be close to Serena, and so he was trying to be harsh on him to see if like he would give up. And then he's like, no, actually this dude, he's in it for the long haul. He likes you and he likes flowers, so like sure. So throughout the route you have Wataru like learning a lot about the business and learning a lot about flowers and like really caring about like the meaning of flowers and flower waste and all that fun stuff. But he's also just constantly like, hey, by the way, I'm in love with you. Just in case you want to know, I'm in love with you. Hey, I'm still in love with you. But I'm in love with you. It's like, yep. Still in love. I get it. Thank you. Yep. he kind of reminded me of he's kind of like a golden retriever. He's like one of those guys, you know?
Yeah.
Like himbo. It's like if Zack Fair was in an Atome game. That's who this guy is. But yeah, like she's well in her 20s. He's 19 and like in college, and so the whole time she's like, "Oh, that's weird." I appreciate his enthusiasm and his excitement, but like I don't know how I feel about that because like I'm his. I don't want to say superior at the Phil Flower, but like she's been there longer, so the senpai, I guess. Yeah, he's just a sweet dude, so obviously, she falls for him. But yeah,
Oops.
he fell immediately. He's like, "I'm in love with you," which is a lot. But he actually. The whole time came across as like not a weirdo, which is surprising because usually they do come across as hella weird when they do that kind of thing, you know?
Yeah.
And so yeah, it's a whole lot of her trying to figure out like, can I fall in love again? Can he fall in love again? Is he like too mature, immature for this? And then there ends up actually being a time skip in his route. Which that's another thing is that a lot of these routes actually happen over like years. Like this one takes him through the entirety of his college career.
Huh.
But there is a time skip where essentially he goes through college and then decides that he's going to like go to Phil Flower corporate and do this like exam thing so that he could actually like work full time with them. And ends up passing and getting to be part of the crew for real.
I like the idea of you have to go to corporate to be like, I want to take a test to be able to work full time, please. Like,
Please.
what? What are we doing here?
Yeah, So yeah, it was cute. It was fine. Like I didn't dislike this route at all. I disliked the age gap, but I thought it was fine. Serena, I liked her. But she was also like, "All right, girl, you gotta get it together. Come on, come on. Gotta get it together. You got this." I felt like I had to be her coach for a while. But she eventually got it together, obviously. But it's like a route with little to no drama, which is cool. They just like each other. Not a lot really happens in it. Which is fine. I mean, they end up like going to the festival again. It's I can't remember if it's 2 years after. Anyway, they go to the festival again. They're like, "Hey, we get to spend time together this time. Yay!" And then they smooch. So that's cute. But yeah, he learns a lot about flowers and cares about flowers now because he wanted to spend time with her. I did appreciate that his wilting ending was actually like pretty good. Like usually bad ends are gnarly. But his was basically like they grew apart because, you know, he was doing his college thing, she was working full time, whatever. Like it makes sense. It's how things happen sometimes. And then he like asks, can he stop by her apartment? They hang out for a bit, they have a chat. And then like she realizes like, oh, well, this is it. Like, you know, the relationship is done. So they say bye to each other, and then she hears something outside of her window, and it's him like downstairs, like waving at her again, golden retriever energy, swaving at her, being like, "I really loved you. I loved you a lot. This was great. Thank you." And she yells back, "I loved you too." It was really kind of cute. It's like, all right, they still like each other and appreciate each other. It just didn't work out. And like I don't hate that,
Yeah, it's not like, oh, we died or
you
something.
know? We died or we hate each other or like whatever else could happen in terrible bad ends. It's an Atomic game, you never know what you're gonna get with a bad end.
Yeah.
But like it felt very real. Like, yeah, that happens sometimes. People grow apart, especially when you do have that age gap and he's still doing college and all that. And even when you have the breakup with him, like he still decides that he's gonna work with flowers. So like there was an impact on his life. That's cool. So then I did I can't did I call him Genosuke or Genosuke?
I think probably both. You probably said both, I think.
I don't know which one's right. I don't remember. Do you know?
Ginosuke?
Ginosuke?
Sure.
Ginosuke? Sugawa. He's your Playboy guy. He's the one that's the ladies' man. He's like the face of the flower shop. That like he knows that he's hot and he uses it to bring people in. But he's also like really, really good at what he does with the flowers and makes like some of the prettiest bouquets apparently. Cares a lot about flowers, like seriously likes being a florist. But he's also just a f boy. But like not in an obnoxious way. He really just is like, "Hey, I know I'm hot. I know this works. I'm gonna use it to make our shop popular. Why not?" So sure. So you're playing in this one as Ami. Ami? Ami? She is an interior designer and she is assigned a project to basically like redesign and renovate the flower shop. What is big about her is that she gets really excited about this project because you find out that when she was a rookie at her job, Genosuke?
Yeah.
Did I say at the right time? Okay, yes. He like showed up as a delivery boy once and was teaching her how to like take care of the flowers and when he'd come back and like the flowers are all taken care of and everything, he's like, "Oh, you're doing a great job. You're taking care of the flowers, like I said." And she like was in love with this dude because he was nice to her and he's pretty and all that. And then he stopped delivering the flowers and she got into a different position. So he just kind of disappeared. She didn't think about it until she goes to be this interior designer and she goes to the shop. She's like, "There's no way this is the same guy, right? There's no way. There's no way. It's the same guy." The problem is, she's like, "This guy is an ass." Because he is very opinionated about the interior design choices and all that fun stuff. He is extremely opinionated. And what happens at one point is that she has this big design set up that she's done a lot of research for, but her superior, her senior guy at her work is like, "No, we're going with my idea. Here's my idea. It's good. It's good." And so they take it to Genosuke and he's like, "No, this sucks. This is terrible. Did you even think about this being a flower shop? Like, what is this?" And she's like, "Uh-oh, What about we do this kind of stuff instead? He's like, you didn't come up with that on the fly. You did some research. What do you got? Show me. So then she gets to take over as the lead on this project. So, he's the lead from the flower shop and she's the lead from the interior designer in. They have to work together. They end up bonding, because she likes the mimosa flowers, and he takes her to go, I guess harvest some, pick some up, I don't know. And she at one point is basically like, yeah, dude, you're pretty, but like, I don't care. I got other things to worry about. Like, that's not the thing that I'm focused on with you. And he's like, what? You're not focused on the face? But it's my face is pretty. She's like, right. I said it's pretty, but I'm not focused on that. Can we move on now? He's like, oh, girl like me for not just face? What do? So then he put some effort into it. They start getting romantically involved. And then one of the other folks from the flower shop, where did that chart go? The handy dandy chart that I just sent you. Kozue? She's from a different branch. She's basically like, all right, well, you gotta pay the piper now. Like, you gotta make up for all the stuff you've been doing. She's like, what does that What does that mean? And he like disappears for a couple weeks. And she is obviously upset by this because her dude that just declared that he was going to be her boyfriend just disappears for a few weeks. Okay. And then she is going around town at one point and she sees him like with another girl. And then she sees them hugging. And oh no, that's all bad. And then you get like the big dramatic scene with him that he's basically like, do you believe in me? Do you trust me? And this is your branch of like bad end or good end. If you do believe in him, he's like, yeah, so here's the thing. I used to be a s and I've been trying to like cut off all of these women, but I'm trying to like be honest about it and be a good dude and not just like disappear. Like, I'm trying to actually tell them to their face, like, this is over. I'm taking another relationship seriously. And she's like, well, what about the woman that you hugged? And he's like, yeah, she hugged me. And I was like, hey, I have a girlfriend. I don't want you to do that. You just must have missed that part. So, yeah. He's trying to do better and be exclusive. And you end up getting like some cute scenes with them. There's this one scene in particular where in the good end, you find out he's been going to the corporate office a lot. He's not taking a test, but he's been going to corporate office a lot. And he comes to hang out with you one day, and he plans to watch a movie with you on the couch. Wink, wink. But he ends up actually pulling out some like nail polish that's based off of the mimosa flowers, and he starts like painting her nails and all that. And he explains like, oh yeah, by the way, so I'm like the heir to this company. Like, I own it basically. So yeah, that's why I go to corporate sometimes. It's just like I kind of run things. And so this nail polish is something that we're trying. So, let me know what you think. So he paints her fingernails and her toenails and all, and she's like, all right, time for you to get yours painted. He's like, all right, guess I'm getting mine painted too. So but the thing is it's yellow, and like yellow ooh, on your toenails, no thank you. If it's on the fingernails, like if it's the right color, it can be fine, but on toenails, nah.
Well, it had to be yellow. His color is yellow, so.
His color's yellow, yes. But he does end up like giving her a bouquet of those flowers, and it's real cute. Also, they bone a lot. Like a lot. So good for them. The one thing that I appreciate about this one is that there was the drama of like him being a little sleazeball. But it got resolved really quick. Like it wasn't drawn out weird situation of like, oh my God, we're gonna fix this. Gotta have so many misunderstandings. It's like, nah, it was a single chapter where they got all this fixed or broken if you go the bad end. Where, you know, he's just, I guess. That's good. I mean, not that part, but it's good that they didn't drag out the drama.
Right,
I appreciate
right.
But yeah, this dude's a. I think what I like about this route is that Ami is like hard-headed and like stands up for herself, and you really need that with a guy like this because he's like in your face and got a big personality, and it comes like on really strong and all that fun stuff. But she's able to like bat down that like weird playboy side of him and be like, nah, you behave, stop that. And so it's a good dynamic where she doesn't feel like she's getting steamrolled by him, which you could easily do, I think, with this kind of route, you know?
Yeah.
So yeah, I liked it. It was fine. The next one. This is the bad route.
Oh no.
This one was painful to get through. Usually I don't love the whole like childhood friend trope anyway. But, like, this one was awful. And it was so weird because, like, you'd see Hokuto and, like, some of the other routes, and he's great. Like, he seems like a really, really good dude. He's kind of, like, shy and goofy and all that. But, like, he seems fine. And then you get in his route, and you're like, who the hell are you? What is this? And then Fuka's annoying as hell, too. And I'm just like, you guys belong to each other. Like, God, don't make anybody else suffer with either of you. You're terrible. Both of you are terrible. It's miserable. And has, like, one of the worst bad ends that I've seen in a long time. Well, one that's not, like, you know, people losing limbs and being tortured and all that fun stuff. Like, yeah. in terms of like how the romance goes down and everything, I was like, oh God, this is bad. But yeah, so he's like the manager of the shop, and Fuka is the childhood friend, and he's like, yeah, I'm the big brother. I'm your big brother. Blah 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 blah. She's like, no. I have feelings for you. Blah. So like the whole goal of this whole thing is like she's trying to make him see the switch of like, you're not the sister, you're somebody I want to date, that kind of thing. But yeah, this one it was so bad. It was so, so bad. It was a lot of like, you know, I'm trying to convince him that I'm this person. But then like, for one, it wasn't believable at all that like he didn't already. But he kept trying to play up this whole like, I'm your big brother thing, blah, 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 blah. And then finally she's like, you know what? You're not getting it. This is annoying. I'm gonna leave. I gotta go. And then he like tries to like forcibly kiss her at this point. And she's like, no, I don't want that. So then she like runs away for a while. She ends up going to New York City. And yeah, like the whole reason he kissed her is because she was going to New York City with like her work colleague and he got jealous and it's like, ugh, gross.
Messy.
It's like a dominance thing. It's really nasty. It's I don't like that. And then like the whole thing is like, oh, I've been deluding myself. Like I've always thought that I was your older brother, but it was actually romance. It's like,
Great.
lovely. So I'm not gonna like, I guess, linger too much on this, but the whole thing is that like, if you get the good end, he ends up seeing her as a woman. They end up dating. They go to New York City together for his weird flower manager training thing. And then they're like, hey, what if we live together? That would be cool. But also, we're neighbors and that's fun. And they bang a lot.
Woo.
Yay. The bad end is gross because in the bad end, he's basically like, hey, I don't want you to go anywhere or be with anyone or do anything that doesn't involve me. And so I'm going to move you into my parents' house and you're going to live with me in my childhood bedroom. And we're going to just like go through the motions of being in love. And he ends up basically like locking her into like his house. And be like, you can't go anywhere and you can't interact with people, and like, all you can do is bang me, and that's it. It's like, oh God.
That's bad.
Yeah, it's awful. It's so bad. It's like, who likes this? This sucks.
Doofa.
I hated it. So I had a very bad taste in my mouth after this one. And then I got to the last round. I was like, oh, this is it. This is the good one. This is the good one. Which made me happy because I needed that. And I wasn't expecting what I got from this route because every time you meet this dude in any of the other routes, he's like kind of quiet and like kind of grumpy. He just doesn't really interact that much with anybody. He's just kind of there. But he's great. He is so great. So this is Minami. The red-haired man there. He's got like maroonish hair. He is awesome. So how this one goes down is that you are playing as Miku.
Hatsune Miku.
Not Hatsune Miku. And she works at a botanical garden nearby. She has been overseas in Canada for 2 years and now she's back in Japan. She had a very hard time overseas and basically had like a breakdown of realizing like she's always thought that she was like really smart and one of the best. And then she got to Canada and she realized like, oh, I'm a small fish in a big pond and like I'm going through it right now, which is like, girl, same, I feel you. I went through that too. I'm still going through some of that. But she had a lot of like inadequacy feelings. So she's back in Japan. Her parents turned her bedroom into a closet, basically, so she has to move out. She originally went to the flower shop that Kozue runs, but she was asking for suggestions of like, where should I live? And she gives her the suggestion of like, hey, maybe you should go live in this area. And also there's another branch of Fillflower over there. You know, I think you'd probably like it. So she goes to look at an apartment and then she stops in Fillflower and she runs into Rinomi and he's like, oh, Yukihira. He's like, hey, I don't know what you're doing after this, but can I give you my number? And also, can we like go get a drink? She's like, sure. And then you find out like they were classmates in high school. She was the student council president. He was the bad boy. Yeah. And he's like, I know this is very forward and you are here. Like, I want to hear your story about how you're back and all that, but like, can we date? I've always had a thing for you. Like, I would really, really like it if we could date. This was very quick. this was, I think, like either the first or second chapter, he's like, can we date now? Like, oh, okay, all right, sure. But she is a little like, oh, I don't know. And so they come up with a trial plan of like he's going to be the trial boyfriend. But then she splits it. She's like, okay, half the week we're gonna be friends, half the week you can be my boyfriend. And then we'll see what happens from there. So, you know, literally friends to lovers in a week.
Yeah.
But it's a really cute one because you know, she's very introverted. She's still kind of like going through her whole thing of like she doubts herself. She's doesn't know that she can do her job right. She feels bad that she feels like she failed in Canada. Like, you know, it was realistic, but he's also like he's there for her. He's listening to her. He like wants her to be all right. He like goes to the botanical garden and tries to like support her. He actually gives her an idea of like a new exhibit, which ends up going over really well with her boss. So that was cute. It had to do with flowers, believe it or not.
Whoa.
Whoa. But like they're both introverts. So that's cute. Also, he likes cats. He stops by a bench by his apartment every night and he hangs out with cats. One of the other love interests or one of the other protagonists when you're like on one of the other routes, I forget which one it is. She sees him and she's like, why does he have a cat toy hanging out his back pocket? Like what is happening? But then you find out when you do this one that he literally just goes and hangs out with cats after work. It's like, all right, I get you. You also learn that there's this man named Ray who was her, I guess, senpai in school. But he was also the one who trained, shoot, blanking on this fella's name, and I said I liked him. What did I say his name? Minami?
I think so.
Hmm. Tenya? Tenya. There's this like little bit of tension because he was the one who trained Tenya and was like really brutal on him. So they don't really get along. But Ray ends up being important to their relationship. Whoa. So yeah, they do this whole like split. We're gonna date. We're gonna be in love type thing. And when they get to the end of the week, they're like, so Sunday is a free space day. What do we want to be? And they were going to meet up at one point and go on a date. And she doesn't hear from him. She's like, this is abnormal and weird. Like, is everything okay? Did I do something wrong? What's happening? So she like goes to the flower shop, and Genosuke's like, no, he left a long time ago. Like, is everything is all good? What's going on? So then she goes to like outside his apartment and sees him there and finds out, like, oh, by the way, he's had a stalker.
Oh.
And the stalker stole his phone and made him have dinner with her.
Ooh.
And she's like, is this normal? He's like, yeah, this happens a lot. It's not good. But he gets his phone back. They're able to like fix the miscommunication of like he didn't purposefully not go to their date. He was literally held hostage by somebody. And so, that obviously has to get addressed, and it does get addressed at one point of him telling the stalker, like, hey, this isn't good. Like, I've been like pretty lenient on you, but like it has to stop. This isn't okay. So seeing him also like stand up for himself was nice.
Yeah.
Because again, they're the cute little introverted pair. So they're, I guess, thing is that she ends up going through the whole like I'm not good enough moment, which, sure, yeah, we knew that was gonna happen, right?
No confidence.
No confidence. And basically she runs into Ray at the botanical garden when she runs away, and he's like, hey, what's going on, blah 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 blah, and they have a conversation. And he's like, hey, did you hear all that mean to me? Like, what's up my guy? And she's like, oh, he was here this whole time. And he's like about to take Ray out because he hates that guy. But Ray's basically like, I don't want anything to do with it. Like, I'm out of it. Y'all figure it out. And they do, which is good. But I really do appreciate that, like, she tells him like what she's okay with, what she's not okay with, the boundaries that she has, her limits, etc., throughout all this. And like he accepts it. He's like, yeah, that's fine. Like, we'll do what you want. I'm not gonna, if you want to be friends, we'll be friends. I'm happy with that. But like, obviously, I would like to be more than that, and I will go at your pace. Let's do what you want. That kind of thing. So that's, good. We love that. There was something I was gonna say, and I'm blanking. Oh. You end up playing part of their backstory. So you learn how they met. And she it's basically like summer break, I guess. And she went to the school because, she's the student council president. But she was also doing some studying, and a teacher asked, like, hey, can you go water these flowers out back? And she does that because that's who she is. And she's watering them, and then she like gets startled and ends up like spraying Minami with like the fire, not fire, the God, the
Whoops.
hose. And so he's like, oh no, now my shirt's wet. I gotta take off my shirt and let it dry.
Oh no.
I'm gonna sit next to you on this bench and chat with you about life, while I'm sitting here all shredded and sweaty. And so they have a conversation about like, why does he not come to school? And it's because he doesn't like mornings. He has a hard time waking up in the morning. I was like, dude, same. And he's like, I don't really see the point of it or anything. It doesn't really matter much to me. And then he starts asking her about like the flowers, and they have conversations about the flowers. Eventually he puts his shirt back on. She's like, oh, thank God, thank you. He's like, yeah, I knew that was a hard time for you. All good, all good. But then, like, when you play through more of the route, you realize, like, that was when he started caring about flowers. And that was the reason why he, like, ended up going into the florist business, I guess. That's why he ended up working at the Phil Flower Shop. And he was always hoping that, like, she would also, like, show up, that he, like, specifically got a position at that one because it was near, like, the botanical gardens, and he was hoping that she would stop by at some point. And she finally did. Worked out for him. Long game. So that was kind of cute that it was like, oh, well, she, like, sparked something in him that made him, like, actually care about doing stuff.
Yeah.
So that was good. Yay. But it felt very, like, respectful, slow burn, but cute. And, like, him helping her realize, like, you are good enough. You're doing a great job. You got this. They end up making, like, cute little flower wreaths together.
Have
They end up
confidence.
have confidence. They bone a lot. They end up reading through her, like, old childhood diary of, like, what she wanted to do with a boyfriend when she finally got one. He's like, hey, this is cute. Let's do all this. So yeah. I really liked this dude. He was so cute. I really liked their interactions. I thought it was fun. I like related a lot to Miku. It made more sense to me than, like, some of the other ones. But, like, they really supported each other. So, you know, you felt like there was mutual respect and love there. It was cute. If you get the bad end, then you get a Romeo and Juliet Baz Luhrmann scene where
Oh
where well, not listen first.
no.
Where they're staring at each other through an aquarium and, like, putting their hands up on the glass, and then they disappear from each other's lives forever. But you do get them looking at each other through an aquarium.
No guns.
No guns, no guns, no poison, none of that. He just disappears. And she goes back to Canada in that one. So, yeah. Like I said, I thought it was a really, like, cute, for the most part, Atome. It was fun. That one route can suck a sock. Hated it, but, you know, I guess it's not for everybody, and that's okay. Again, I was kind of surprised, which this has happened a few times, that, like, the reviews for this were kind of off, but I liked it better than a lot of other people did. Wouldn't be the first time that's happened. Probably won't be the last time it happens that I like something that other people don't like, and vice versa. But yeah, I was like, all right, cool. It's fine. It's fine. I enjoyed it.
Well, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, now we gotta rank it.
But now we gotta rank it.
45 games on here. This will be game 46.
It's a lot of Atome games I've
That's a lot of
played.
Atome. Al, where would you like to start? With him, comma, the smile and bloom.
Let's start with 25.
You know what? I had thought that's where you were gonna start.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. I just thought it would be a good starting point.
You read my brain
I
cell.
did. We do share the same brain cells, so it is true.
It's
All
true.
right. Is this better than worse? Better or worse than Cupid Paradise beat Sweet and Spicy Darling? My brain is fried.
That's fair. Parasite. But I I didn't get to name anybody D's and Nuts in this one,
That's
so.
true.
That's
But I think you can say that for every other game on this list as well.
I think the routes that I liked in this one are better than the routes that I like in Cupid Parasite. So I will put it above Cupid
All right.
Parasite.
Is it better than Winter's Wish, Spirits of Edo?
Yes.
Is it better than original Cupid Parasite?
The same thing that I just said
All
applies to the
right.
original.
Is it better than Café Enchanté?
Enchanté.
Is it better than Bad Apple Wars? Is it better than Period Cube?
Yes.
Is it better than a Lover Pretend?
I think that's where it's gonna land.
All right. Our new number 20.
That's not too bad.
That is not. The new number 20, Him, the Smile and Bloom out of 46. Hey, don't be making edits on my end. What are you doing? Get out of here. Get out of here.
That's how it's
Get out of
spelled.
here. Top half of the Otome list, so
Yeah, I
can't
mean
argue with
it.
that.
Another thing that I want to give it credit for is it was short and sweet. Like it didn't take me a very long time to get through it, which sometimes that's really nice to just be able to like play through one and be
Just
done.
breeze through it.
Yeah. It says that I played it for 30 hours. I don't believe that because I sometimes leave my Switch up, but
Yeah, so.
I'd say I probably put like 15 to 20 in to get through all the routes, which like compared to a lot of Otome games that I play is like a bite-sized
Minuscule.
game. But like I said, it was kind of nice to have one that was just kind of like in and out, you're done. You don't get that very often.
Well, there you go. That is Him, the Smile and Bloom, and that's gonna do it for us this week. So if you'd like more from us, head on over to seasonlandmycheckup.com or sec.cools where you can find past episodes of this podcast and other podcasts like Jared Now Watch. You'll also find columns and reviews on the site as well. If you'd like more from Ann Ladium, go to annladium.com. She's got columns and reviews. You can follow us on Twitter and TikTok at Anime Checkup. Follow us on Blue Sky at seasonlandmycheckup.com. You can buy our books, One Shiny Moment, A Critical Analysis of Love, Life, Sunshine, Hot Tubs, and Pac-Man on Amazon.com. And get support on Patreon, patreon.com/SACOVA. Buy us a slice of pizza, get access to unedited versions of the podcast early, our monthly exclusive Patreon podcast, and a whole wealth of other goodies as well. Next week, it's time to get cooperative as we dive into Split Fiction.
We split some
We did
fictions.
split some fictions and see what's going on with that game.
Yeah.